For the first time, these Muslim students are discussing the issue of Islamophobia at the elite Institute for Political Studies in Paris. Nearly a decade ago, the first cases of discrimination took place in French schools.
If we want to know about Islamophobia, I think we have to go back to 2004 with this law that has been passed preventing Muslim women from wearing the headscarf in public schools. What is very important and specific about this law is that there was a consensus from the far right to the far left wing to support this law.
There have been reports over the past months some universities have enforced a ban on headscarves. For some Muslims, discrimination becomes a bigger concern when they apply for jobs. A large number of Muslim students come from suburbs like this one, Saint-Denis, just north of Paris. And many of them say discrimination after college or university means there is little incentive for them to continue their higher studies.
There are discrimination not only against Arabs, but also against Muslims. For example, there were some studies that compared the profile of Muslims, of black Muslim and black Christian. And the study shows that the black Muslim were more discriminated than the black Christian. So it's not only a question of color or race, but it's also a question of religion.
For these students, their North African identity has been an added cause for discrimination.
Some structures that existed during colonization are still present in the French society. How can you explain that it's especially Muslim from Algeria, from North Africa, from black Africa that are today targeted by this Islamophobia? Well, you have to go back to colonization and to the colonial structure of domination.
It remains to be seen if such a conference can make a difference. But for these students, discussing Islamophobia, which often affects them, is an achievement in itself. Anastup Roy, Press TV, Paris.